Today, volunteers from LA County's Bicycle Coalition began their count of cyclists and pedestrians. The count took place at 30 intersections across the city. Organizers like Cynthia Rose hope the count leads to better protection for bikers and, as a result, encourages people to leave their gas guzzlers parked at home.
We have a very car-centric population here, and we have a lot of cars in a small space. So building a structure or an infrastructure where bikes have their place where they can be safe is an important part of how we can make our cities move forward.
And policy certainly seems to be pedaling in the right direction. Transportation experts are meeting later this week with huge projects like the Subway to the Sea on the agenda. But unlike the subway project, Rosenthal said that improving bike transit doesn't have to be so difficult or costly. In fact, it should be as easy as, well, riding a bike.
It's the cheapest form of mass transit infrastructure that any city could ever do. It might be painting a line or putting some symbols, putting some signs, fixing some curves.
Rosenthal added that the count ensures stimulus money from Washington for infrastructure and safer routes. The councilmen and coalition members agreed that once the roads are safer for bikers, getting more people to use two wheels instead of four will be a coast downhill. While wearing a helmet, of course. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Ashley Ragavan reporting.